There's a lot going on in Northern Virginia, maybe a little too much for some people, but whatever you think of the crowds and the traffic, everyone agrees that Virginia's D.C. suburbs have changed dramatically over the past few decades. And as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, a major player in those changes has passed away.
Yeah, this is a story by Bob Levy, a reporter with the Washington Post, about Gerald Halpin, one of the generation of people that grew up in the Depression, moved to Northern Virginia and helped found what we know today as the largest locality in Virginia and basically the engine of the state's economy.
Halpin was born in Pennsylvania. He came to Northern Virginia in 1950 when his wife was hired by Atlantic Research Corporation. Halpin himself got part-time work with the company and then got a big, big break. David, how did that come about?
He was quite a poker player and had a big night in a game involving the president of the company, who then basically gave him a big promotion. He went into real estate and is one of the first developers of a dairy farm near what's now known as Tyson's Corner.
And apparently that was thanks to his eye for good, cheap land.
At that time, in 1960, this was a dairy farm. It's now the home of some of the tallest buildings in the state, a metro line, which he lobbied for. And in the 1970s, he started his own company called West Group. They did office campuses there, and that eventually grew into what is now known as Tyson's Corner. He was a member of the 123 Club, which was basically a group of business leaders who were trying to build up and establish George Mason University, which is now a major research university and the largest public university in Virginia.
Halpin was 94 years old. David, our next story is about the Shenandoah County Fair and a kids' contest that they hold and have been holding for quite a long time.
Right. This is a story by Kelly Clark, a reporter for the Shenandoah Valley Herald, about a couple of, there's actually two petitions to the Shenandoah Valley Fair having to deal with the what they call the pig scramble. It's been going on for three decades. It's billed as the world's largest grease pig contest. It involves 300 to 400 children running around chasing 100 pigs. And there's a petition that has, according to the story, has mostly worldwide signers, people who are concerned about the welfare of the pigs. One organizer of the petition said, "This is not harmless fun. These pigs are not toys."
That petition started locally and went worldwide, as you note. But another local resident has a different petition going.
This is organized by Dana Koop, a graduate and a former member of the Future Farmers of America at Central High School there in Shenandoah, Cali. And this petition is supporting of the grease pig contest, the pig scramble, as an important part of the county's heritage.
The fair manager says he's been involved with pig scramble for quite a few years, and he's never seen a pig injured. At the moment, there are no plans to discontinue the event. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.